Well, Jesus taught the way to pray in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. John chapter 17 is the longest recorded prayer by Jesus in the Bible. As he prayed, he knew very well that Judas was about to betray him and what was awaiting for him, yet the prayer of Jesus was not all about him. Starting in chapter 17, verse 1, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." Jesus also prays for his disciples. As we move forward to verse 9, "I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me. For they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are." Going forward, verse 14, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Jesus also prayed for all believers. As we see starting in verse 20, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." Then we go to verse 24 with Jesus concluding, "Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and they have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." So, is this how you pray? Bet you want to now.